it's life changing. I mean, it makes you really appreciate what your parents have done for you.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's up, everybody? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast online. I'm very happy to have Adam Gotsis. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're going to talk about football in a second. Of course, growing up in Australia. Talk to me. I know you have a son. Talk to me when you found out you were going to be a dad. What was going through your mind, sir?
You know, I'm recently a dad. Baby's about almost 6 months now. So,
congratulations,
man. Thank you. Time's flown by. But when I first found out, was going to be a dad, it was definitely a reality shock, definitely a shock. It wasn't something that me and my partner had been planning for, but, when we found out the news, we talked about, what's going to happen with us as a family and as a couple, and it was life-changing. I mean, it's something that's hard to explain. Sometimes I like to use the analogy, it's like getting, like a dog or a cat or something like that, a new addition to the family. But, it's life-changing. I mean, it makes you really appreciate what your parents have done for you and your partner. And, we were just super excited for that part of our life now. And now that he's here, it's, the best thing that's happened to both of us. So, yeah, it was definitely a shock at the start, something that I don't even know if you're preparing to do that, you'd be ready for. So we both love it now, and we're trying to figure this parenting thing out still.
Nice, man. And like you said, you're 6 months into it and all that, and there's probably some challenges here and there. But for you, what is like maybe the biggest challenge that you face as a father?
Yeah, definitely some challenges. I think if anyone said that it was easy, they'd be a liar. But some of the biggest challenges for sure. I think it's just staying patient. Something in my sports and that I've kind of learned is just staying patient and grinding through those tough times. And, every day is not going to be an easy day. Every day, my little guy's not going to be the happiest, want to be picked up and held every day. And just understanding and developing that bond with the baby, I think, and, with your kid. And, the easier that, the stronger that bond is, kind of, I feel like the easier the parenting kind of gets because you're starting to understand them a bit more. But it's just being patient through those tough days and through those times where, he might not be able to get settled or, he's just been a bit fussy and just understanding that's part of, him growing and him becoming a person and just taking a couple of deep breaths and, calm and getting away from the situation for a second or two, just recollecting yourself because it's overwhelming, a lot of it. And especially for first-time parents, you don't even know what to expect. And, then you might have a baby that's crying for 35 minutes straight or something at a time. And, it can get tough. So just patient and just understanding that, the babies are going to be fussy. They're going to be, hungry at times. They're going to be sleepy at times that don't kind of fit your schedule and making those compromises.
For sure, man. I know, and again, I think a lot of dads and parents listen to this appreciate that because I think you're right. If someone says it's easy, they're definitely lying because no matter how old your kids are, no matter where you're at, you're just gonna kind of there's always something. There's always great things. Don't get me wrong, but there's always things that as a parent that is very challenging. And I think as well as I do, it's a very rewarding experience to be a parent, to be a dad. But the best things in life are not going to be easy, right?
Exactly right.
But talk about some of the values you and your wife are looking to instill. And again, I know your son's 6 months old, but as he gets older, have you kind of talked with your wife about the values you guys are going to look to instill into him?
Yeah, definitely. I think, we both come from, families where our parents have been really involved with us as kids and, really like helped us chase both our dreams and accomplish what, we've kind of said, at least on my side, my parents, kind of helped me understand, how kind of the world works a bit and how to operate in it. And I think just the main thing I think is you want to teach your kid to treat others how, they want to be treated. The love that you show your kid, he's going to show the world. So it's just showing a lot of love, a lot of respect and things along those lines where, you want him to be a good member of the society when he grows up. And as a kid, you want him to have friends and not be a nasty person that, doesn't know how to treat people right. So I think a lot of it's just understanding, treating, and how to talk to people. I think a lot of those good morals and values that we're trying to instill and just understand that, and not everything in this world is given to you. It's a lot of it's earned through hard work and through a lot of sacrifice. So he's so young now. So these are conversations that will come, you know, obviously later in his life. Playing with kids, I want him sharing. I want him being, you know, just a lovable kid that everyone wants around. And one way to do that is just like give him a lot of love, give him a lot of that personal time yourself, and you know, spend that time holding him, playing with him, doing all that stuff. Sacrifice some of your time just to, you know, help them, you know, develop in that way too. So, you know, for me, it's just, you know, anytime I'm kind of holding the kid, and you know, I'm always just positive reassurance, positive thoughts, positive, you know, things saying around him. And I think, you know, hopefully that goes a long way. As I'm saying, this is all new to me, so I'm trying out things, and you know, I'm taking a little bit from everyone around me and people who have impacted my life, mentors, parents, and kind of just putting it all into a melting pot and seeing what works.
Yeah. And that's true, man. That's you kind of take advice from people you trust, from parents, friends who are dads that you're like, yeah, I trust their lifestyles.
Yeah,
so I appreciate that. And again, you're right in the mix, man. You're a perfect person to ask this question for new dads that, you know, are going to be in your shoes. What is one big piece of advice you'd offer to them?
Just stay calm, enjoy it, and support, you know, your partner if your partner's there. If not, you know, I think it's very important just to have some support around you, whether it's family, friends, people who you can confide in, and just, you know, just people who can relieve some of that anxiety and stress. I think, you know, that was a big thing for me. I think being in my sport, there's a lot of time away from the house, a lot of time where, you know, my partner is going to have to, you know, take control of the household and, you know, the kids and stuff inside. So, you know, trying to help them out and just, you know, those little days and those times where, like, you know, you might be tired or you might be sore, you know, for me from working out, or, you know, you've got other things going on in your life. You just got to, you know, stay calm and just understand that, hey, this is just part of the process. And, you know, you're playing such an important role in this kid's development, you know, that you just got to, you know, be conscious of that at all times. And sometimes that's the stuff that stresses you out. But, you know, that's just, I think, just staying calm and just taking the process for what it is, not trying to be the perfect parent, because nobody is, but just doing your best job every day and just, you know, having a smile on your face when you're around the kid. And I think one thing that we can do as parents is control our attitude around when we're around the kid and in that environment with the kid. And I think, you know, the more positive and the more joy we can bring to that environment instead of bringing a lot of our outside there, I think the kid's going to react off that and react off those instincts more. So, you know, I think just staying calm in those situations when you're with the family and enjoying that time with the family, I think, instead of looking at it as a burden or like, oh, I have to do this or I have to, you know, make sure the baby's okay, you know, make it something that you enjoy doing. Make it part of just your process. And, you know, it's a life-changing experience. You know, everything you do in life now has changed, and now you've got this extra X factor in there, and you know, it's a lot more responsibility as well. So just embracing that responsibility, understanding that now you're part of, you know, this special group of people that, you know, are called dads that get to help raise our younger generation. So taking pride in that and taking joy in that.
Oh, man. Spot on, sir. I really appreciate your thoughts on that, Adam. And of course, being a sports fan and a fan of the NFL, talk a little bit about the transition from college to the NFL. What was that like for you?
The transition, it was a tough one. I think, you know, I've been over here in the States by myself since college. You know, I came over, didn't my parents or anything. So kind of once I was in that senior year, you know, trying to transition to the NFL, figure out what's happening, if I'm going to get drafted, undrafted, whatever. It was tough because I didn't really have, you know, my parents there to kind of bounce off and, you know, to have in my corner. You know, even the day I ended up getting drafted and the day I got drafted, I didn't have my parents, you know, there, or, you know, I didn't see my parents for probably 6 months after that. So it's a bit different to, you know, a lot of guys' process. I had some family, I had my sisters and stuff in town with me when that happened. So that was good. But, you know, there's something about having your parents there with you that just adds that extra layer of support emotionally. And, you know, it just does a lot for you. But yeah, it was just a tough transition because then I had to go from, you know, college where I had a lot of coaches and, you know, people there helping you out. Everything's kind of scheduled for you through the school, through your academics and all that. And then to have to, you know, move to a new city in America, figure out living situation. You know, I didn't even have a driver's license at the time, figure out a driver's license, all that stuff myself, my social security, everything like that. You know, I didn't have my mom and dad to kind of help with that. You know, it was just me out here. So it was a little bit of a tough transition, but, you know, it definitely made me, you know, very responsible and accountable for myself, because if I didn't do it, it wasn't going to get done. So, you know, a lot of things just, you know, day-to-day stresses of life that I had to deal with because I didn't have my parents just to help, you know, even moving furniture shopping, stuff like that. Things I've never done. Would have been nice to have my parents there, but the situation is I'm a foreign guy, so it's a little tough. But yeah, it was a tough transition in that part. And then in terms of, you know, football, once I kind of got to that, you know, the NFL, and, you know, you're meeting a lot of other people, you know, it's good to have, you know, family and stuff like that to come back to. And that's something that I didn't have early on in my career. And, you know, I'm very fortunate to have now, you know, my own little family that I'm building. And, you know, it's something you can come home to, and, you know, you take pride in going to work every day, knowing that you're putting it on for this family, and you come home knowing you've put in a hard day's work for them. So, you know, it's kind of changed how I've looked at my experiences in the NFL as well.
Nice, man. I really appreciate that. This is, you know, just being open and honest and just sharing all your thoughts about father and dad. And I know that, you know, reading up on you, you're a free agent now, and with the pandemic, talk a little about, like, your training regimen. Have you spoken with teams? And if you don't want to get into it, that's totally fine. But, like, what's your kind of workout scenario situation right now?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, me and my agent, we talked to more teams around the draft and stuff like that. I think that was kind of before the big COVID thing happened. And, you know, teams were kind of a bit more in process of what's happening with them. So we had some really good feedback from teams. A lot of them just wanted to see me healthy. You know, I'm currently rehabbing an ACL, so I'm about just over 6 months post-surgery with that. So, you know, the main feedback from the teams, so we just want to see you healthy so we can bring you into our facility and, you know, work you out, get our docs to have a look at you and all that stuff. So right now, teams are all kind of coming back to their facilities. They're all evaluating players and stuff. And, you know, that's something that kind of hasn't really happened like a regular NFL season. Normally, they've had this time to evaluate guys on the field and make some changes. But that hasn't happened yet just because the virus and stuff. So, you know, I'm just staying patient. I'm just rehabbing out here in Denver at the moment. It's, you know, 5 days a week, pretty good rehab. I'm running, lifting, doing all that stuff. Started doing some football drills and stuff like that. So, you know, my goal is to hopefully be back in August, hopefully working out for teams and sign somewhere. But again, you know, all I can control is how I attack every day now. And, you know, what I do now is going to set me up for, you know, 6-7 weeks from now when, you know, hopefully I'm visiting teams. So I'm just staying focused on the day-to-day goals and the day-to-day grind. And, you know, I think if you focus on the now and taking advantage of what we have now, you know, you'll find yourself in a place that you can be happy with. So it's a tough game because also, you know, a lot of teams don't want to give away what they're doing. and there's a lot of evaluation to be done. So, you know, I've got a lot of work to do, but, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting on a team and getting an opportunity to get in front of a team and work out for them and, you know, hopefully sign with the team this year.
Nice, man. I really hope, you know, you get picked up because, again, I love the passion that you have just for, you know, football, but just with things, with life in general. And, of course, talking about fatherhood, man. And two more questions before I hit you up with the fatherhood five.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, is there a game or a season that stands out to you, maybe because of where you were in your career or something along those lines? I mean, I bet there's a lot of different things, but, like, is there one thing you'd like to share that you like were really appreciative or just you know, really thankful to have accomplished so far in your career?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was probably coming in, you know, being drafted was obviously one of the, you know, absolute highlights of my career. But I think coming in my rookie year, I didn't quite do as good as I wanted, and I was coming off an injury, and I think it was just getting back healthy. I don't think I was as healthy as I probably could have got back to before I came back to play, but I didn't have the greatest year that I personally wanted to have. And then just that off season, you know, my commitment to just, you know, putting in the work and putting in the grind, and, you know, it's doing the work when no one's watching and no one, you know, no one's in your corner, because, you know, at certain times you have, you know, a whole fan club in your corner, and at certain times there's no one. So, you know, I really felt like, you know, it was just me against the world at times. And, you know, I had to, you know, just knuckle down and put my head down and just work hard. And then, you know, the following year I came back, ended up starting to the team, and you know, I had a really good season. In the following year, had another great season. So it's just, you know, just I think going through those hard times, and you learn a lot about yourself, and you do a lot of self, you know, reflection and self assessment of yourself. And I think, you know, just some of the things that I just really wanted to push myself to the limit. You know, I knew I had more in me, and things like that. But it was just overcoming hardships through that first season. It was a lot, you know, a lot going on with being injured and coming back, and just I was in my mind was in 100 different places at that time. So I think, you know, that following year, it was just, you know, probably one of my favorite times was just figuring, you know, taking a deep look at myself and, you know, just looking at who I'm doing it for, why I'm doing it, and, you know, what I'm about, and just going back over kind of those values and morals, you know, even my parents instilled in me, and just, you know, who I am as a person and stuff. And yeah, it was tough. It was a, you know, almost a reality check in sorts of itself. And, you know, I felt like, you know, sometimes, you know, people need to do that to themselves, just keep themselves in check. And I think it was a real impactful part of my life. And, you know, it's really changed the way I just view, you know, life, football, a lot of different things. So, you know, it really helped me at that time.
Appreciate you sharing that. And lastly, before the Father Quick Five, you were born and grew up in Australia. How big was the NFL in that country, and when did you kind of get a passion for American football?
Yeah, I didn't really even know about NFL probably till I was about 13 or 14 years old. Yeah, it's crazy. We don't really get it televised. We kind of have a few, we'll have some games on, but it's all like on paid TV. So it's not on like your basic cable, basic TV channels.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I probably got exposed to it. I'd probably say about 14, 15 years old, on the video games and stuff like that. So, you know, I played a little bit of Madden and stuff with my brother. And then, I was actually looking to start playing rugby when I came across that, you know, American football was played in Australia. And I ended up, you know, seeing a flyer for like an American football team, and went down to like this park that they were practicing at, and yeah, just fell in love with the guys there, the culture, just the game. I think it was the game that really, you know, I fell in love with the most, was just that it was made for every type of person. You know, if you're a big guy, there's a spot for you. If you're a little fast guy, there's a spot for you, you know. And I just think I found my spot, and I found like a good group of guys and community, and I just fell in love with the sport. So yeah, it's a bit different. And that was kind of my first exposure to football. So about 15 years old. And I mean, from now, it's just been blowing up and growing. And, you know, we've had some colleges go over and do some exhibition games. We've had, you know, more TV, you know, games being televised and stuff like that. And it's almost become a topic of just discussion in our general sports community. So, you know, it's awesome to see the sports grow like that. And, you know, hopefully I've been able to inspire some young guys to get amongst the sport back home, and just, open their eyes to a couple of things that, you know, you might not be exposed to in Australia, or just some opportunities that might not be there in Australia for you. So, you know, I'm hoping I've been able to inspire and, you know, hopefully change some kids' minds on the way they can attack sport and attack, you know, some opportunities they have in the future.
Well said, sir. Really appreciate you sharing that. Now we got the Fatherhood Quick Five. And again, super young. And I know he's not watching any movies right now, but when he does get to an age, did you guys kind of talk about like maybe like the first family movie you hope you watch together with him?
I think it will probably be family movie. I think it will probably end up being Moana. I feel like we've already watched it about 30 times. So I think he's going to be begging for that one once we get to that point. You know, it's like it's Moana in the house, and then the Moana soundtrack when we're in the car. So I think we're going to have to go with that.
All right, sweet. And I think this goes right into my next question. Favorite family song? Is it something from the Moana soundtrack?
Favorite family song? I'd probably have to say the Moana soundtrack. There's nice. A few on there. I think the Rock song is probably one of his favorites.
Nice.
You're welcome. I think it's You're Welcome. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the perfect dad song, for the dad to sing, yeah. Right to the kid. Yeah.
That's it. Awesome. That's it. And that's another great thing. See, like the Rock and how, you know, with his little daughter and stuff, and it's just, you know, seeing dads and their relationships with their kids, I think is huge. So, you know, that's an inspiration in yourself. And you know, when I listen to that, it just brings a smile to my face, because hopefully that's the joy I'm bringing to, you know, my kid.
Nice, man. And again, I know everybody's social distancing right now, but describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Perfect family vacation would probably be back home to Australia. You know, that probably, I think, taking him home to, you know, kind of show him where I grew up and the little beaches and city and just the community that I grew up in and my, you know, my neighborhood, I think would be a really cool family vacation. It's a different side of the world, and I think exposing him to a different community and different group of people and way of thinking is just, you know, going to benefit him later in life, and it'd be awesome just to show him kind of how I grew up and where I grew up. So
perfect answer right there. Love it. It doesn't have to be football, but, like, did you have a favorite athlete growing up?
Yeah, I had a couple. You know, obviously, you know, I'd probably say, like, Michael Jordan. Mm. You know, you'd watch Space Jam. a couple of Aussie athletes, yeah.
Nice.
A couple of Aussie athletes. I felt like, you know, a few of them ended up coming over to American playing, but there was one guy, Sav Rocker, one guy, Wayne Carey, you know, Shaq, he was another one, but kind of a few of those guys were just some of my idols that I'd look up to and, you know, just amazed at watching them play sport and, you know, the superstars that they are and, you know, what they've became. And, yeah, it's just awesome. But on top of that, I'll probably say my mum and dad.
Oh, nice, man. Great answer right there. And lastly, top three words you hope your son would use to describe you as a dad.
Top three? Funny. I'm trying to think. Funny, loving, awesome.
Nice. Great three words right there. People, make sure you follow Adam on Twitter at Gotsis96 and also on Instagram at Adam Gotsis. Thanks so much for taking the time. I really appreciate your thoughts on fatherhood, man, and continued success for you and your family. And again, I thank you for taking the time out of your day to chat with me, sir.
No, thank you, Art. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say I love what you're doing here. And I love that, you know, you're getting all these involved in explaining, you know, their sides of becoming a parent and, you know, some of the battles that they go through. So I think you know, a lot of us men need a place where we can come to and realize that we're not the only person going through it
with
these kids. So
thank
you know
you,
I appreciate what you're doing on your end too, mate.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.